صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Maitham At-Tammar was an early Islamic scholar and a companion and student of Imam Ali alayhi salam. In his early life, he was bought as a slave. Accordingly, Maitham worked as a slave until the Khalifate of Imam Ali. When Imam Ali would ever see a slave, he would try and free them. Imam Ali also set Maitham free. Maitham loved Imam Ali very much. Maitham's title Al-Tammar comes from the Arabic word tamr, which means dates. He was given this name because he owned a store where he would sell dates. Once Imam Ali went to visit Maitham at the market where he was selling dates. After talking with each other for a while, Maitham had to do something and asked Imam Ali to look after his store. Not long after Maitham left, a customer came and bought some dates off Imam Ali, but he purchased the dates with fake money. Eventually, Maitham returned to his store and was shocked that Imam Ali sold dates and didn't realize that the money was fake. However, Imam Ali tells Maitham to be patient, as the customer will be back. Sometime later, the customer came back asking for a refund, as the dates were bitter. Imam Ali told the customer the dates were bitter because the money was bitter, i.e. fake. The man was surprised and astonished. He then took his fake money and left. Maitham viewed Imam Ali as a very knowledgeable and humble person. He would often say, if you want to see embodiment of humility, then see what I saw with Imam Ali. Which king would come to the market to visit someone like me? Imam Ali taught Maitham many secrets about faith, religion, and the world. Imam Ali taught Maitham inner interpretations about the Quran and many other branches of knowledge. One of the sciences that Maitham learnt from Imam Ali was the knowledge of death and future calamities. Maitham tried to teach these sciences of knowledge to the public, especially the deep secrets. But the public used to think that Maitham had lost his mind and had gone insane, as they could hardly understand the depth and logic of his words. Once Imam Ali told Maitham that he would be hanged on a tree on the account for the love of the Imam of his time. He told him exactly what tree it would be. He also told him that his tongue will be cut because of praising the Imam so much. After hearing this information, Maitham would go to that tree, water it, and look after it. Months and years went past. Imam Ali was martyred, and not long after, Imam Hassan was martyred, and Maitham kept waiting for his time. When Ibn Ziyad was appointed governor in Kufa, he ordered Maitham to be brought to his court, as he didn't like Maitham praising the Ahlul Bayt, especially Imam Ali. He was also worried about Imam Hussein having supporters like Maitham. Once Maitham arrived, Ibn Ziyad asked him what his connection is with Imam Ali. Maitham replied that Imam Ali was his master and that he loved him. Ibn Ziyad asked him, "Did your master tell you how you would die?" Maitham replied, "Yes. He informed me that I will be hanged and that my tongue would be cut." Ibn Ziyad started to laugh and said, "I will see that your master did not tell the truth. I will see that his prophecy is a lie." Maitham said, "My master's words are true." Ibn Ziyad ordered Maitham to be jailed in a fearful prison. Mukhtar al-Thaqafi was in the same prison as Maitham. Maitham and Mukhtar would often hold conversations in prison, but Ibn Ziyad ordered that Maitham to be hanged for creating trouble in the prison. Maitham was brought to that same tree to be hanged, as pointed out by Imam Ali. Maitham began to praise Imam Ali even more, and it did not worry him at all. Ibn Ziyad was informed about the situation, so he ordered his tongue to be cut to stop praising Imam Ali. Thus, the prophecy of Imam Ali came true, and Maitham was martyred. According to some reports, he was martyred 10 days before Imam Hussein reached Iraq. Maitham always supported truth and justice and showed true love for the Ahlul Bayt. A large beautiful shrine in memory of Maitham was built in Kufa, Iraq, where thousands of pilgrims visit it each year.